D-E-A-T-H. What does that spell? Death, 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 death.
It is trifecta time. What's left of it? And we better hurry. Time to remember those who have passed away by taking a moment to consider how much they mattered and whether they have the credentials to gain a room in the three-bedroom apartment in the sky.
Bingo.
Room 605?
604. Currently occupied by Robert Duvall and Jesse Jackson.
Okay.
Good one.
All right, so I had a very solid presentation for you here, and it will be abbreviated. But just last season, I wanted to tell you that Matthew Stafford...
Oh, hey, Donnie.
Oh, hi, Donovan.
Hello,
so sorry. So sorry. Speed round S2. You have to introduce Donnie. Matthew Stafford became the single-season franchise record holder for the Los Angeles Rams for touchdown passes in a season with 46. He is the most recent franchise champion of the 32 teams. There are five guys who have had their team's title since before 1980 or 1980 and later.
Right.
Brian Sipe in 1980 became the Browns single-season touchdown leader, and he still is. In 1969, Daryl LaMonica became the Raiders single-season touchdown record holder, and he still is. Y.A. Tittle, the Giants in 1963, George Blanda and the Oilers/Titans in 1961. And in 1967, the Washington Commanderskins had a 31-touchdown season from Sonny Jurgensen.
And that's the record still?
And that is still Washington's single-season record. Now, Sonny died earlier in February. In fact, we were at the Super Bowl when he passed away. And he is one of the most prolific passers of the pre-merger NFL as he played for the Eagles from 1957 all the way to the 1974 season for the Skins. Played for two franchises, but get a load of this. First-team All-Pro quarterback, 1961 and 1969. Second-team All-Pro quarterback, 1964 and 67. So four times an All-Pro quarterback in the 60s. He was the quarterback or a quarterback with John Unitas and Bart Starr on the All-Decade team of the 1960s. He was the NFL passing touchdown leader 2 years, the passing yards leader 5 years, Pro Bowl 5 years, and on and on and on. He's a Eagles Hall of Famer and a Redskins Ring of Famer. His number 9 is retired by the Washington Commanderskins. And after that, he went into a very long career as a broadcaster all the way to like a few years ago when Sonny, Sam, and Frank would do the games for the Skins.
Yeah, I mean, he was calling Washington games forever. And the audio that I remember hearing, and I thought I saw him on TV too. Like, back when I was a kid, I thought Sonny Jurgensen was calling games. And is there not a famous, like later on in his career too, where I'm imagining him pulling his pants up over his belly that was kind of hanging over? Or am I thinking of like Billy Kilmer or Jim Hart or something? They all had guts back then. Basically.
Yeah.
You remember when we used to do the audio for Homer Call of the Week? Man,
oh, yeah.
That was the staple to go to Washington just to hear what they have to say, man. Yo, the old man, Muppet Man in the balcony. That's what they sounded like on the broadcast.
That's right. No other than Vince Lombardi called him like the greatest passing quarterback he had ever seen. So anyway, I won't belabor the point. I think it's a no-brainer. Sonny Jurgensen at 91.
Lando?
Why not?
Deej?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, sorry. Pro Football Hall of Famer, too.
Yeah, let's not leave that out. He's in the Hall of Fame. Eh. Ham?
No.
Hall of Fame quarterback, Dave.
Quarterback of the team of the 60s.
I am not putting an Eagle / Redskin in Trifecta Lake. So
you're
no.
Letting your personal beliefs get in the way. He's in. Donovan?
Yeah, don't know if he played that much against the black man, but sure. Yes, he's in.
That's a fair point.
Might not have played with him since he was in Washington in the 60s. I'm pretty sure they were the last team to allow.
Chocolate City is now the last team to have brothers on the team. That's
that, kind of how do you like that?
Chocolate City.
Yeah, he's in.
All right, let's consider the candidacy of one Lou Holtz, who passed away at the age of 89 just a couple of days ago. Most well known for his time at Notre Dame, 11 seasons there, whereas teams went 130-2, which I didn't realize this. He's second in career victories at South Bend to Newt Rockne's 105. Didn't you think Ara Parsegian? I thought he was there for a long time. Am I just misremembering things as a kid? I guess so.
Yeah, you might.
Ara Parsegian, I thought, was like the guy. But I guess not. Lou Holtz led them to 100 wins, 9 consecutive major bowl games, winning 5 of them, and of course culminating with the national championship back in 1988, the last time that Notre Dame has won a national championship. So before he got to Notre Dame, he was on the Woody Hayes staff at Ohio State that won a national championship as a defensive backs coach. That was one of his true heroes. Then he goes on to coach a couple of smaller schools before he gets called to coach the Jets in 1976.
Yes, he did.
And they were, it's just like any quarterback going to the Jets or any other coach that's gone to the Jets. He failed spectacularly in 1976 and was by they were 3-10. They had a game left and he resigned. He was like, I can't do this. And he put out a note saying, God did not put Lou Holtz on this earth to coach pro football. I'm a college guy.
J-E-T-S, Jets.
He often talked about his lisp and the fact that he was a 5'10", 152-pound guy with a lisp, but somehow made it to the pinnacle of college football. And he also, think about this, and we talk about this a lot, we just talked about it with not playing with the black man, but imagine this guy at 5'9", 5'10", 150 pounds, played middle linebacker at Kent State.
Jeez.
Like, what are we even doing?
Like Jack Lambert.
What are we doing? We're like, oh, what a great athlete, man. Unbelievable. Okay. All right.
Man, I'd love to see you plug him into today's NFL at the same position.
Can you imagine?
Like Fred Warner.
Like Ham out there.
Fred Warner.
Like Derrick Henry running him over? Yeah, Fred Warner. So he goes on to get hired by Arkansas after that. And, man, this is when I remember him because he was a curse word from my dad and a massive curse word because in 1978, he takes Arkansas that won the Southwest Conference to the Orange Bowl. They play Oklahoma, and if Oklahoma can win, they win the national championship. Arkansas had suspended about half their team 2 days before for like breaking curfew, and they absolutely tattooed OU in the Orange Bowl 31-6 because OU did not take them seriously at all. And Holtz rode that for the next couple of years before a 1983 season in which he went 6-5 at Arkansas. They didn't make a bowl game. He also made TV spots endorsing the reelection of Senator Jesse Helms, the North Carolina Republican who was an opponent of civil rights legislation.
Whoa.
And
he's taken some stands over the years.
Boy, this started his political holy S time where the black players, I mean, Tim Brown went on and on and on and on and on and on and on about Lou Holtz after he passed away a couple of days ago. And they all loved him, but he's been a part of some really weird moments.
He was very vocal that Kaepernick should probably not be kneeling.
Right. And so Arkansas, and this is in Arkansas, remember, this is where the civil rights started. This is where doe-eyed Jerry Jones is staring at the school as they're letting those
careful
kids in. What?
Skateboard man.
Careful about what? And like just going, oh, what's okay. going, what's All going right. on here? Ugh. But yeah, they fired Lou Holtz, but he got hired in South Bend. And Jerry Faust was the coach before that. And they took Jerry Faust, Notre Dame did, right out of Cincinnati Moeller High School. It was kind of the story of college football. He was terrible. They hired a high school coach to run Notre Dame. And Lou Holtz shows up, instantly turns them around, and ends up, you know, winning the Natty, Walking out of there in 96 as a hero, took a couple of years off. Then he coached South Carolina for 6 years. And then he did the
Cocks.
Yes. The South Carolina Gamecocks. Then he goes into the booth at ESPN and does that for 10 years. And since then, he's been a very, very outspoken motivational speaker on certain topics. So there's a,
you're not doing a really good job of presenting this case.
I just said he won a national championship.
Oh, yay. Congratulations.
The last one Notre Dame's ever won.
Yeah, back when I was in high school.
I know, Donnie. I know. I know. So Lou Holtz, dead at the age of 89. By the way, awarded by President Trump the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Okay.
No way. Lando.
Didn't know about all that other stuff, but he's in.
On top of all that, Notre Dame people suck, so he's out.
Ham.
Worthy for the hole.
Okay.
Yeah, I would like to nominate him for the hole.
Donnie? Tough, tough one, pal, isn't it?
I mean, it's a measure of fame.
I know.
I know, and I know the criteria that you have, but
everybody
you can't
ignores
help
it.
Take
but
everything into consideration. You can't help it.
I know. I know. OJ cut two heads off. You can't let it go.
You have to.
I wasn't
be
around when OJ was up for grabs,
so to speak.
You have to be pretty famous to appear on cable news that often.
It's okay. Just say it.
Yeah, man, I'm out.
Okay, there you go.
I say no.
He's in.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to put him in.
Well,
he's in. Yeah, I'm putting him in.
We got to have some rules around here.
I know. All right.
That's 4-3. He's in,
so
I
just
guess.
Okay, never mind.
What?
You're right.
What?
It's a hardline segment. Let's continue.
No. Ask your question.
I know we always talk about just the accomplishments, but
yeah,
all the other stuff has to mean something.
I agree.
You can't just ignore every single thing. Well, he ran for 3,000 yards. Well, he killed two people. Oh, no. Well, just about the football.
Okay, but to be clear, Lou Holtz did not kill anybody.
No. We put Bob Knight in the hole. And this is kind of the football, not the football equivalent, but to a certain degree it is, and I'm fine with putting him in the hole.
It's just a measure of relevance.
Well, can I throw fish down there where he can eat the bones with Bob Knight?
Can I ask our Bible scholar, Bob Sturm, a question?
I don't like being set up like that, but go on.
Obviously.
Is Trifecta Lakes actually in heaven, or is it outside the pearly gates, like right next door?
I think we're just, I don't think we have anything to do with heaven.
Next door.
I think we're just recognizing whether somebody was relevant.
Same zip code.
Lou Holtz clearly was relevant. We can't even talk about college football without referencing Lou Holtz.
Does heaven have a next door?
Is it in purgatory?
We're not saying you want to hang out with him. We're saying he mattered, and he did.
Yeah.
So that's the only criteria we have to have.
I think so.
But yes, if you can tell me that he was behind a terrorist attack or something, okay, fine. But if he just had opinions you don't agree with, you know, what are we doing, right?
Is Bin Laden in?
Who doesn't have opinions? I don't think Bin Laden was voted upon.
He didn't. Yeah, we did not put.
That's why we brought Donovan on in the first place. He had to break that tie.
He did. All right, we got to go. Donnie, thank you. Love you.
Thank you. Thank you.
There
thank
you go.
Sorry, Lou.
Donovan Lewis.
Sweet Lou.
From the invasion.
You're definitely not sorry.
9-1.